Shalom to all. Today's office is Baba Basra of Kuf Mem Ches, and we are starting by the seventh line with the words Yibay Lehu. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Basra Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now, before we begin, it's important to know there's a machlokes between Rashbam and Tosfos, along with other Mefarshim, what this upcoming Gemara is talking about. We're going to be explaining according to the Rashbam that is referring to a matnas Shchiv Meira. So let's remind ourselves that we saw this briefly in our Mishnah. We're going to discuss it more on Amud Beis, that if a Shchiv Meira gives everything away and then he gets better, everything has to be returned to him because obviously he only gave it away because he thought he would die. However, let's say he gave away only some of his nechassim, and then he lives, he got better. These gifts are kept by the recipients because since he left over some nechassim, it's obvious that he wasn't giving them away as a matnas Shchiv Meira, because again, if he gave them away as a matnas Shchiv Meira, he would have given everything away and not left something over. Now, this idea of leaving something over is called shiur. He was or wasn't meshay or something. Now, one more nekuda is important for this Gemara. Early in this Masechta, we discussed that if a person used a lashon which was unnecessary or superfluous, he very possibly is retaining some sort of other right for himself, even though he didn't state it explicitly. So now, knowing that, the Gemara tells us, question. This is Shchiv Meira gave away the palm tree itself to one person and the peiros to somebody else. Mahu, how do we view this? Mishir makam peiri or loishir? Do we say that he's leaving over the makam of the peiros or not? In other words, when this Shchiv Meira was mishir the peiros, which is extra, it's obvious by the mere fact that he's giving away just the palm tree that he's being mishir the peiros for himself. So perhaps we say it's actually considered like he's being mishir karka, that he's leaving over some real property, and that's referring to the place on the branches where the fruit grows. And now, even when he gives the rights to the peiros to somebody else, it's still considered like he was meshayer makam gidol haperos for himself, and therefore wouldn't be considered like a regular matnas Shchiv Meira, or maybe not. Perhaps we just say that he's giving the tree to this guy and the fruit to the other guy, and he's not being meshayer anything for himself. The Gemara continues, imtim salam rav acher loy havashir. If you want to say that since he's giving the peiros to somebody else, it's not considered like he's being meshayer anything for himself, what about the following? And pay attention to the girsa, shir laatzmai. Skip the next two words, mahu. Let's say he was meshayer the peiros for himself. How do we view this? Maybe since he's being meshayer them for himself, we say for sure that he's also being meshayer the place on the branch where the fruits grow from, and that's considered being meshayer karka, and therefore wouldn't be considered a matnas Shchiv Meira, or maybe not. And on this, Amar Rav Nachman, imtim slumber, if you want to say, deko le'echad peiros of la'acher, lo yavashir makam peiri, then when he gives the tree to one guy and the fruits to the other guy, it's not considered like he's being meshayer the place where the fruits come out for himself. We still nonetheless would say that deko le'echad v'shir peiros of la'fanov, that if he gave the tree to one guy, but he left the fruits for himself, we do say that shir makam peiri, he is leaving over the place where the fruits grow on the tree, and again, that's considered like he's being Meshayer Karka for himself and that he's not giving everything away. And my time, why is that? Because Kol Gabi Nafshe Ba'ayin Yofa Meshayer. When a guy is leaving something over for himself, he does so Ba'ayin Yofa, and therefore when he states explicitly he's being Meshayer the Peiros, we say that it's not just the Peiros he's being Meshayer, but it's also the place where the Peiros grow from the branch, and again, that's considered like he's being Meshayer Karka for himself, so this is not a full-fledged Matnas Shchiv Meira. And again, the practical Nafkamina would be that if he lives and he doesn't end up dying, this Matana of the palm tree is considered a full-fledged Matana. Now, Amar Rav Rashi, Rabbi told Rashi, Anan as Rav Shimon ben Lakish Masin Yilal, we rely on the following memory of Rish Lakish to bring out the same point. Then Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Rish Lakish tells us, Hamechar Ba'as L'Chaver, if a guy sells a house to his friend, V'Amar Leni tells him, Al Menas Sheduta El Yonah Shali, I'm selling this to you on condition that the Duta El Yonah belongs to me. Duta El Yonah Shalai, the Duta El Yonah does belong to him, and this is what we had discussed earlier in the Masechta. Duta El Yonah is some sort of structure built on the roof when it has a fence around it, and this is something that does not have to be stipulated. It's not included in the sale anyway, and by the fact that he did state very clearly that I'm only selling you my house on condition that the Duta El Yonah belongs to me, he's being Meshire some other right for himself as well, namely that he's allowed to stick poles and beams out of the roof into the airspace of the Chatzar, and even though now that he sold the house, the Chatzar belongs to the new guy, the original owner is still retaining the rights to some of the airspace of the Chatzar. Now here's what's relevant for our discussion, Kofim Chatzman based on top, Yibayu, that's the following question, Bayas la'echod u'duta la'acher mahu. Let's say it's a case of a gift, where he gave the house to one person and the duta to somebody else. How do we view this? Mi'avashir o'loi. By the fact that he just gave the house to somebody else, is that considered like he's being Meshire the rights to the airspace for himself or not? And if you want to say that when he gives the house to one guy and the duta to a different guy, it's not considered like he's being Meshire the airspace rights for himself. Let's say all he said was except for the duta. He gave away the house to one person and he said, I'm giving you the house except for the duta. It's slightly different from the case of the bond of the previous Amud where he said, Al Menashe duta al Yonah Shali. Over there, it's obvious that he's retaining the rights to the airspace. Over here, since all he said was, Chutz Meduta, where Besafik, we don't know 100% what he wants, and it's on this, Amar Rav Nachman, Intim Slumber, if you want to say, Bayas la'echad, Duta la'echad, lo'yavashir, then when he gives the house to one guy and the duta to a different guy, it's not considered like he's being Meshire the airspace rights for himself. Chutz Meduta, if he only gave away the house and he said, I'm giving you everything except for the duta, havashir, that is considered a shir and is retaining the rights to the airspace for himself. Valibid Rav Zvid, this according to Rav Zvid, Amaru says, She'im Ratzel Haitzi Bazizin, Maitzi, that what relevance are these rights to the airspace, as we've been saying, that if he wants to put out Zizin, if he wants to put these beams beams and poles sticking out of the roof into the airspace of the chatzar, he's allowed to do so. Alma, what do we see from here? Kim de shir duta, since he was mishayer the duta, he verbalized that he wants to keep the duta for himself, makam zizan nami shir, he's also mishayer the makam of the zizan, this right to stick the poles and beams out of the roof. Continue to discuss ma'an ashchimera, and this is really a further explanation of what we were discussing in the Mishnah. Amar Yisrael Minyumi, Amar Rav Nachman, shchimera shekasu kohen chazav acherim, if a shchimera wrote over all of his nechasim to other people, Ryan, we have to analyze as follows. Im mechalek, if he was distributing everything, we see that he wanted to give everything away, mace, and then he died, kanukulon. So everyone acquires everything that was given to them. Whereas Amad, if he stood up, which means he got better, he didn't die, chazer bekulon, he's able to be chazer on everything, because it's a classic case of matnas shchimera, that he gave everything away, but that was only due to the fact he thought he was going to die. And since he didn't end up dying, he gets everything back. However, im ben nimlach, let's say the case is where he changed his mind. And right now we're understanding that this shchimera started giving everything away, and he paused in between the gifts. He gave something to Reuven, and then he paused before giving something to Shimon, maybe paused before giving something to Levi, so on and so forth, and that's considered changing his mind, because we understand the reason why he paused is due to the fact that he wasn't intending to give everything away originally. He just wanted to give a gift to Reuven, and that's it. Not ma'anash chimera, just a gift. And then he paused and reconsidered and decided, you know what, I'm going to give everything away. And then the situation as well, Mace, he died, so kanu kulon, everyone acquires what was given to them, because he gave everything away. However, here's where we're going to have an afkamina. Ahmad, if in this situation, the guy stood up, he lived, he got better, einoy chazer el ba'achrayin, he's only allowed to be chazer, he's only allowed to take back the last gift. And that's because, as we just said, we understand that the original gifts were just considered like a regular gift, not matna shchimera, due to the fact that he stopped, he paused, and that shows us that he didn't really want to give everything away originally, and he just wanted to give a regular matana, and the only reason why he's allowed to be chazer from the last gift is because that's the last thing that he owns, which means that the last thing was just a regular matna shchimera, because he gave away everything that he owned, and so when he gets better, he could take away that last thing. The Gemara asks, hold on 1 second, Vidoma Yunikamayayin Vahadriyav. Maybe the reason why he paused in between Reuven and Shimon's or Shimon and Levi's gifts is just because he needs to think for a second what he should give to whom, and that's not a raya that he's reconsidering and that the original gifts really weren't a matna shchimera. So the Gemara answers that no, Stami de shchimera medik dayek vahadri yosef. A regular shchimera, he's first going to be medayek, meaning he's first going to make this mental list in his head what he's going to give to whom, and then he gives that all away in one shot. Reuven gets this, Shimon that, Levi the other thing, Yehuda so on and so forth, bam bam, pach pach, no pauses. And the fact that he paused in between the gifts shows that he actually was reconsidering and never intended the original ones to be a matna shchimera. Onto more dine shchimera, Amar Vacha bar Minyumi, Amar Rav Nachman, shchimera shekazu kohen chazav acherim, a shchimera that wrote over all of his nechasim to other people, v'amad, and he got better, still ein chazer, he's not allowed to be chazer and take everything back. Why is that? Chashinish shemiyash lo nechasim medina acheres. We have to be chashish that maybe he has nechasim in a different medina, and that means that this is not considered a matna shchimera. It's just a regular matana because he was mishayer, he left something over for himself, and now since it's not a matna shchimera, he can't take everything back. Has the Gemara, hold 1 second, v'alamas nisin diktoni loy shir karka kol shehu eimanos hakayemes hech mishkachas lo. So where do we ever have a case of our Mishnah that if he wasn't mishayer anything for himself, since not a val matana, if he gets better, we're never going to have such a case, because we're always going to say, well, maybe he has property somewhere else. And on this, we have two answers. Amrav Chama, Rav Chama tells us, ba'imritz, where he says, kol nechasai, all of my nechasim are given away. And in this situation, even if he does have property somewhere else, even if we don't know about it, that's a case of matna shchimera that would be chazer when he gets better. And Amrav Ashi Amar, he gives a different answer, but mochzak lon de lesley. Our Mishnah could be referring to a case where we have a chazaka, we know that he doesn't have any other property, and that this is all he has, and therefore there's no reason to be chashish that he has property somewhere else. And continue to discuss matna shchimera. Yibayluhu, they ask the following question. Chazar b'mikzas, have a chazara b'kula, oloi. If the shchimera was chazar partially, is that considered a complete chazara or not? For example, the shchimera told Reuven, I want you to have 100% of my nechasim. And then he was chazar. He said, Shimon, I want you to get 40% of my nechasim. That's a partial chazara. The question is, do we say that that's really considered like a full chazara, and that Reuven, the first guy, doesn't get anything? And nafkamina would be as follows. If it's a chazara and the shchimera dies, then the second guy gets his 40%, and the yarshim could take away the other 60% from the first guy. Now, if it's not a chazara and the shchimera lives, then he could take back all of his nechasim, because it turns out that he gave everything away. V'loy shir atzmai klum. He didn't leave anything for himself. Because even though originally he gave 100% to Reuven, he was chazar on 40% of that, giving that to Shimon. So now it means 60 goes to Reuven, 40 goes to Shimon, and there's no shir whatsoever for the shchimera, and since he got better, so there's no more matna shchimera, and everything goes back to him. So we have a brass that tells us, kul in the rishon u'muktas l'sheni. He gave 100% to Reuven, and then was chazar, and said some of it, 40% goes to the second one. Sheni kana, rishon loy kana, the second guy is kaina, and the first one is not kaina. Now, my lab b'shemes, isn't this referring to where the shchimera died? And that being so, we see from here, the chazar b'miktas have a chazara b'kula. Because again, as we just said, if it wasn't chazara b'kula, no one should be kaina over here. But since the brass says that the second guy is kaina, it must be it's a chazara b'kula, as the second guy receives what was given to him, just not the first guy. The Gemara says, lo, not a raya, b'sha'amad, it's talking about where the fellow lived, and then we'd understand the brass as follows. The first person isn't kaina anything. anything, because original tension was that he should receive a regular matna shechiv mirah, which is all the nechasim. He got 100% officially, and since the shechiv mirah ended up getting better, so the first guy gets nothing, as opposed to the second guy, who anyway only received 40%, he only received some of the nechasim. Those obviously can't be a matna shechiv mirah, because it's only some, and therefore must be they were given to him as a regular matana, and that's why even though the shechiv mirah lived, the second guy is kind of them. And Achinam and Stavr, it's actually logical to say that the Brice was talking about where the guy lived, because the Sefer of the Brice tells us, let's say he gave some of them to the Rishon and then decided to give all of them to the second guy. Rishon kana, Sheni loy kana. The first guy is kana and the second one's not kana. Now, if you want to say the Brice is talking about where the guy ended up living, the Shechiv Mirah didn't die, he got better, Baruch Hashem, Mishamachi, Sheni loy kana. That's what we can understand. The second one is not kana anything because he was given everything. That's obviously a matna Shechiv Mirah. And since the Shechiv Mirah got better, therefore the second guy doesn't receive anything. If you want to say the Shechiv Mirah died, then both of them should be kana, both the first and the second guy. And so it must be the Brice is talking about B'Sha'amar, where the Shechiv Mirah got better, and not that he died. Now, either which way, we still see from the Reisha of the Brisa that if he would have died, that Chazar B'Miktas have a Chazar B'Kuloi, as we explained. However, Amar Rav Yimer Ravashi, Rav Yimer told Ravashi, V'tahava Nami B'Sha'amar, we can even bring a Raya, this concept of Chazar B'Miktas have a Chazar B'Kuloi, even though the Brisa is talking about where the Shechiv Mirah lived. It doesn't have to be that the only way we could have a Raya for this is if the fellow died. Even if the Shechiv Mirah ended up living, we could still bring a Raya for this concept, Chazar B'Miktas have a Chazar B'Kuloi. How is that possible? Because if you want to say Chazara Miktas is considered a full Chazara, that's why in the Reisha of the Braisa, the second guy at least was kind of the 40% that was given to him. But if you want to say a partial Chazara is not a full Chazara, then in the Reisha, it should just be like he's distributing all of his Nechasim to all the relevant parties, 60% to the first guy, 40% to the second guy, neither of them should be kind of anything, because this would be considered a full-fledged Matna Shechiv Mirah, due to the fact that once again, he gave 60 to the first guy, 40 to the second guy, and now that he was Ahmad, he lived, he got better, he would be able to get everything back. By the fact that the Reish of the Brisa tells us that the second guy was Kaina, it must be the Chazara of the gift to the first guy is a full-fledged Chazara and not just a partial Chazara. And that's actually what the Gemara goes with. The Hilchos of the Halacha is Chazara Miktas, have a Chazara Bakula, a partial Chazara is really a full-fledged Chazara, and Reish of Mishkach HaSala, this could be found in the Reish of the Brisa, Bein Shemes, Bein Sha'amad, whether the guy died or he lived, as we explained, whereas Seifa, in the Seifa of the Brisa, where he gave some to the first guy and everything to the second guy, Lo Mishkach HaSala, this concept can only be found El Kisha Amad, only if the guy lived. And continue to discuss this concept of Shir, leaving something over for himself. Ibailu, that's the final question. Hikdash Kon Nechasav V'Amad. Let's say Shechiv Meira was Makdash all of his Nechasim. He gave everything to the Beis HaMikdash, and then he lived. Mahu, how do we look at this? Miyamrina, do we say Kol Gabe Hikdash Gomer Makni? Then we're dealing with Hikdash. He has full Gemira's Das and wants to be Makna all of his stuff to Hikdash, even the eventuality that he gets better and he lives, because it's a very elevated Nechashav thing to give your stuff away to Hikdash. Idilma Kol Gabe Nafshe Loi Gomer Makni. Or maybe when we're dealing with himself, his own personal needs, he doesn't have Gemira's Das to be makna everything. And even though giving away all your stuff to Hekdesh is really very nice and wonderful, at the end of the day, if he lives, he's going to be left with nothing. That's called kol gabe nafshe, so it means he wouldn't be gomer das and give everything away to Hekdesh. Now the Gemara continues with these questions, but we have to add in that imtim Suleimar, if you want to say that regarding Hekdesh, he does have intention to give everything away even if he lives, what about the following? Hifkir kol nechasav mahu. Let's say he was mafkir everything. He just said that everything's ownerless. Mi amrinu, do we say kivan d'aflanim kashirim gomer makni, that since he's making everyone equal, poor and rich, and that's very lofty ideal, he has Gemira's Das to be Makna everything, even if he lives, or don't perhaps call the Gabi Nafshe Loi Gomer Makni. Maybe, since again this has to do with himself, and that means he's going to be left with nothing if he lives, so he doesn't have Gemira's Das to give everything away. And once again, we continue by saying that Imtim Suleimer, if you want to say that since he made everything Hefker, and he didn't give it away to his loved ones and his relatives, his intention is just to be Mafker everything, even if he lives, what about the following? Chile Kol Nechasav L'Aniyim Mai. Let's say he distributed all of his Nechasim to poor people. Mi Amrina, do we say Tzedakah Vade Migmar Gomer Makni? Then we're dealing with Tzedakah, giving charity to the poor, he for sure is Gemira's Das, like we said by Hekdesh, and therefore he's makin everything to them even if he lives. Maybe once again, since it has to do with himself, and if he gets better, he's going to be left with nothing, perhaps he doesn't intend to be makin everything in this situation. And the Gemara concludes, Teiku, we're going to let this question stand, and we're going to have to wait for all you know to come and answer it. And skip the parentheses, go to the next discussion. Amar Rav Sheshes tells us, let's say the Shechiv Mirah gave away his Nechasim by using the following Lashonis. Yitol, the following person should take, V'yiske, or the following person should be Zoiche, or he said V'yachzik, this person should be Machzik my Nechasim, or he said V'yikne, the person should be Kana my Nechasim, Kul Lashon Matana Hain, all this is considered Lashon Matana, and it's a valid Lashon for Shechiv Mirah to use. Now, Masnisa Tana was taught in a Braisa, Af Yachzin V'yeras, even if you use the Lashon of Yachzin and Yeras, which is Lashon of Yerusha, that's also a valid Lashon that a Shechiv Mirah could use, B'roi L'Yarshai, only if the person whom he was referring to that he wants to give his Nechasim away to is someone who's fitting to Yarshin him, Rabbi Yechon Rebrekahi, and this would be like Shitas Rabbi Yechon Rebrekah, who we've mentioned many times before, that a person is able to skip a closer Yarish and give his stuff away to a further Yarish. And And lastly, Yibayil Huda asked the following question, Kufam Tassam Ralph on the top, Asid Ish Chimera said, Yehone Bohen, that person should derive benefit from them. Mahu, how do we view this? Did I have a kulu matana ka'amar? Is he saying, I want all my nechasim to be a gift, and that's a regular matanish Chimera? I don't perhaps, Dilma Zhani Minai Umidi ka'amar, maybe all he's saying is, I want him to have benefit from something of my nechasim, but not that he's giving all of his nechasim away to the fellow. Another question, Yehra Bohen Mashu, let's say he said Yehra Bohen, that the person shall be seen in them, or Yamud Bohen Mahu. Let's say he said, I want him to stand in them, or Yishoin Bohen Mahu. Let's say he said, I want him to rely on them. Or all these lashonos of him trying to express that he wants the person to have the nechasim, or maybe not. And the Gemara concludes, Teiku, the question stands, and we're going to have to wait for Eliyahu to come and answer it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with more questions regarding Matnush Chimera. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.